Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Nun Hey. We're starting about the sixth line at the two dots with the words Amar Rav Yossa and the Nonsur Daf. It's all the way at the end of Lamed Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Mirim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos Should Have an Aliyah. The word tells us Amar Rav Yossa says Adana Taman. When I was over there, meaning I was still in Babel, Shamas called Rabbi Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. I heard Rabbi Yehuda asking Shmuel the following: Hit for a shekel of a mace. Let's a person designate his machzah shekel to be given, and then he died. What's supposed to be done with it? A person who passed away doesn't have to bring a carbon seabor. That's because he's not here anymore. So what do we do with his machzah shekel? So Amr really told him, Yipul Nedava. It goes to the box of Nedava that's put in the base of Mikdash to be used for Karbonos Ketzam Mizbeach. We've mentioned this multiple times before. The Mem continues, and this is really going to be the main focus. Masir Asir Saifa Shalai. What about leftovers of his Asir Saifa? We know the Kohen Gadol has to bring a mincha that's called Asir Saifa, or the Minchas Chavitin. It's tenth of an Eifa flour, along with some oil, and split half in the morning, half in the evening. So let's say he passes away, and there's some leftover that was designated for it. What's done with that? So Rabbi Yechon says, Yechon Le'al Melech. It's brought to Yal Melech. It's destroyed. We can't use it at all. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, Yipul Nedava. It goes to Nedava box. Now, further discussing this, Asir Seifa Shal Kohen Gadol, this Asir Seifa of the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yechon, says, how's it done? First, Chaitza Isa, it's split half in the morning, then Ma'akach Mekadsha, it becomes Mekudeshes in a Kli Shares, which means only before that part of the Mincha is going to be brought is it Mekudeshes in a Kli Shares, not in the morning when he takes out this Asir Seifa. However, Shimon Lakisham or Shalakish Arizan says, no, Mekadsha, first the entire Asir Seifa is Mekudeshes in the Kli Shares, Ma'akach Chaitza Isa, and then it's split. Says the Gemara, Masisa Bliga Rabbi Yechon, and the following Mishnah seems to be not like Rabbi Yechon, seems to be an argument, because what does the Mishnah say, Makrav Mechzo Mechzo Avad? Then half it is brought and half it is ruined or lost. What's this referring to? So Mishnah discusses if the Kohen Gadol died after bringing the first half of his Mincha, what's done in the evening? And states that the new Kohen Gadol brings a fully Sarain, splits it into two, and Mechza Makrav U Mechza Avad. And so the question is, if Rabbi Yechon's correct that it's not Makudosh until it's brought, so why does the other half go to Ibud? It simply has Kedusha's Damim, doesn't have Kedusha's Gof. Kedusha's Damim is a lower level Kedusha and it should at least able to be redeemed. Clearly, the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yechonon. So, Nehemiah based on the top, the Gemara answers, possible we could explain, that's because even money goes to Yam HaMelech. In other words, Rabbi Yechonon holds, it's not that this is Kedusha's Damim, Kedusha's Gof, that we could redeem it or we can't redeem it because different levels of Kedusha. He simply holds that any of this thing coming from the Kohen Gadol has to be destroyed in the Yam HaMelech, and that's it. End of story. So, it doesn't really make a difference what it is or what status it is. The Gemara continues, Masisa Pligal Rabbi Yechonon. That's a proper Girsa. This Mishnah is a question of Rabbi Yechonon because what does it say? It continues by telling us, it turns out that two halves are brought and two halves are lost. In other words, the first half that was brought in the morning was from the first Kohen Gadol, and the second half, which is brought in the afternoon, is from the new Kohen Gadol. And that means that the second half of the first Kohen Gadol and the first half of the second Kohen Gadol are the ones that are avad. Avatani Law Bryce was taught on that mechzas arishain, mechzas sheni, the half of the first one, the half of the second one, to ubr tzura sai. We have to wait for ibr tzura v'yitzel beis ha'sreifa, and it's brought out to the beis ha'sreifa, then it's brought out to be burned. We know that anytime we have something which is safek pasul, we're not 100% sure, so we have to wait for Ibert Tzura. We have to wait till it goes through a nighttime. Then it's considered possible due to the fact that it was lun. It stayed overnight, and then we could burn it. And the question once again is, according to Rabbi Yechonon, that if it was never Mekudeshes in a Kli Shares because it wasn't brought yet, so why do we have to burn it? It could just be Yelchul Yam HaMelech, but why burn it? It's just a pasuk Rabbi Shmuel. We could explain this is going like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Isarin Mekadesh, the actual measurement of the Isarin, the Kli that was used to measure out the Isarin of flour that was used for this Mincha, that itself was Mekadesh it, giving it Kedusha's Gof, requiring it to be burned. It's Machlek is what type of Kli was used, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, this Yisarin itself, this measuring Kli, this measuring cup, was Mekadesh it, so it's this high level of Kedusha, and once again, that's why it has to be burned. And we continue discussing a mincha brought by a Kayin, just in a slightly different light. When a Kayin comes first to do Avaida, this is the inauguration of the Kayin, if you will. He became of age, he's coming in now to officially do Avaida as a Kayin for the first time, so maybe Asir Saifa Shalai, he brings his Asir Saifa, this is special mincha, minchas chinuch. He's starting it as a vaida, it's asir seifa, and he brings it with his own hand. He's the one that brings that mincha. Now, echad kain gadol vecha kain hedyot sha'avdu ad shalai vi asir seifa shalahem. If a kain gadol kain hedyot did a vaida without bringing their asir seifa, they never brought this minchas chinuch, they never brought this mincha that they were supposed to, avidasim ksheira, it's still kasher b'diavad. It's not ma'akev, it's not like you're not considered a kain that your avaida is possible if you didn't bring this asir seifa. Now, Ravmana bai meima, Ravmana wanted to say, he suggested the following, the bai bayim niskarav ketchil la vaida, bai bayim nismanali as kain gadol. If on the same day he started doing Avaida for the first time and he also got appointed as a Kohen Gadol, that's quite the entrance into the base of Mikdash, then he was never in active service and not only becoming a Kohen for the first time, he actually got appointed as a Kohen Gadol, maybe Shtaim, he would have to bring two Menachais, Achaz L'Chinuchai, one which is his Chinuch, it's the beginning of his Avaida, and Vachaz L'Chayves HaYayim, one for the Chayv of the day, which is since he's a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol has to bring an Asir Saifa every single day, so he needs one for that as well, so he brings two. And the Chiddush is that he doesn't have to bring three, it's not that he brings one for his Chinuch, one for being a Kohen Hedya, yet, and another one for being kind gadol. It's just one for his chinuch and one for being kind gadol. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss the minchas chavitin of the kind gadol. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.